House will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto. Excused. Berger. Here. Blake. Here. Blickrey. Here. Bonner. Here. Botten. Here. Brechtel. Here. Brown. Here. Burkhart. Here. Bird. Here. Campbell. Here. Kennedy. Here. Childers. Here. Connolly. Here. Kraft. Here. Davison. Here. Edmonds. Here. Eklund. Here. Esquivel. Esquivel excused. Freeman. Here. Gay. Here. Gingery. Here. Goggles excused. Greer. Here. Green. Green. Harshman. Here. Harvey. Here. Hunt. Here. Illaway. Here. Yagi. Here. Kasparic. Here. Croker. Here. Krohn. Here. Lockhart. Here. Laux. Here. Ludno. Here. Madden. Here. McKim. Here. McComey. Here. Miller. Here. Moniz. Here. Nicholas. Here. Patton. Here. Peasley. Here. Pedersen. Here. Peterson. Here. Petroff. Korberg. Here. Reeder. Here. Roscoe. Here. Semlick. Here. Steward. Here. Stubson. Here. Teeters. Here. Throne. Here. Vronish. Here. Wallace. Here. Zwanitzer Dan. Here. Zwanitzer Dave. Here. Mr. Speaker, excused. Green. 56 present, 4 excused.
Please join us for the prayer of the day with our very own Representative Bob Brechtel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Holy and ever-living God, as we've continued our work of the people, some of this body have family members in harm's way, have suffered health problems, have family issues, and even grieving loss. Yet your prophet Isaiah has asked, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. We call upon this good news. Help us to be one in support of each other and listen to our hearts as we pray the prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to love as to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We, your servants, are listening. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 6th has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Kasparek, Representative Freeman.
And we have no Doctor of the Day or Nurse of the Day, so don't get sick today. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem, I have privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, up in the balcony all around you, we have from Lusk, Wyoming, the 8th grade class, and they are led by my predecessor and your good friend and former colleague, Mr. Ross Dirks.
You need to come down, Ross. Representative Dirks, we'd invite you onto the floor to grace us with your presence and your wonderful voice.
Requesting privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Members of the House, as you go to the waning days of the session and experience the usual things, the late night pizza, the bills on third reading where the amendments longer than the bill itself, the conference committees with the people at the other end of the chamber who just continue to be unreasonable and obstinate. As you face these things year after year, you do have something to look forward to. And you have something to look forward to moments like this, when through a gracious invitation, you can realize that 30 seconds on the House floor is a sure delight. And I thank you very much.
Representative Green.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters of the 61st, we give a warm welcome to all the way from Laramie, Wyoming, in Linford Elementary School, the 5th grade class of Miss Kaylee Bruner in the North Gallery. If you can please stand and be welcomed.
Any other privileges? Chairman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, your Judiciary Committee number one is going to meet at noon. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. The Conference Committee on Senate File 25 is going to meet at noon in the House Judiciary Meeting Room. That's Senate File 25, and also on Senate File 27, the House Conference Committee on that bill will also meet at noon in House Judiciary. We'll first take up 27, and then we'll go back to 25. We weren't able to resolve it this morning. I needed to announce that now because it's a noon meeting.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, would like to announce that the Journal Committee will have meeting at the Albany where we'll discuss interim topics, including pen quality and paper quality. Please bring your spouse.
We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. When the cat's away, the mouse moves the consent list consisting of Senate files 26, 38, 43, 65, 68, 75, 77, 79, 87, 89, 90, and 94.
Are there any bills on that list that anyone would like removed? The reading clerk will read the bills.
Senate File 26, introduced by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to district courts and judge increase, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 38, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors, the revisor's bill, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 43, introduced by the Travel Committee, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources regarding acquisition of lands, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 65, introduced by Senator Anderson, an act relating to the Department of Agriculture, Applied Agricultural Research Funding Program, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 68, introduced by Senator Landon, an act relating to veterans' time limits for veteran and dependents' tuition and fees, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 75, introduced by Senator Driscoll, an act relating to business-ready community grants, community program planning, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 77, introduced by Senator Case, an act relating to administration of government regarding expenditure of public funds and government competition, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 79, introduced by Senator Hicks, an act relating to wildlife trust challenge account extension, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 87, introduced by Senator Meyer, an act relating to state employees compensation commission membership, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 89, introduced by Senator Hines, an act relating to game and fish regarding pioneer hunting licenses, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 90, introduced by Senator Coe, an act relating to school finance amendments, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 94, introduced by Senator Anderson, an act relating to court-ordered placement of children, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto, excused. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel excused, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Ludno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace, Swanitzer Dan,
Swanitzer
Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 26, are there any changes? Brechtel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 55 aye, 1 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 38, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 43, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Simlick, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Korberg, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Lockhart, aye. Tenow. Laux, aye. Tenow. Brechtel, aye. Tenow. Crone, aye. Tenow. McKim, aye. Tenow. Davison, aye. Tenow. Yagi, aye. Tenow. Madden, aye. Tenow. Eklund, aye. Tenow. Harvey, aye. Tenow. Hunt, aye. Tenow. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 20 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 65, are there any changes? Croker, aye. Tenow. Zwanitzer Dan, aye. Tenow. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 2 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 68, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 75, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 77, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 79, are there any changes? Croker, aye. Tenow. Brechtel, aye. Tenow. Miller, aye. Tenow. Peasley, aye. Tenow. Korberg, aye. Tenow. Teeters, aye. Tenow. Edmonds, aye. Tenow. Gay, aye. Tenow. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 8 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 87, are there any changes? Brechtel, aye. Tenow. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 1 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 89, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 90, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Botten, aye. Tenow. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 1 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 94, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of majority of the members elected of the House, Senate Files 26, 38, 43, 65, 68, 75, 77, 79, 87, 89, 90, 94 have passed the House. We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 2.
Senate File 2, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 2. Ladies and gentlemen, the first portion of the third reading amendment allows for a appropriation of $25,000 to be expended by the Joint Education Committee so that they can attend the Select Committee on Statewide Education Accountability. There is a disconnect between, I believe, the Standing Committee and the Select Committee in that we spend all year working on this legislation, month after month after month, and then the Standing Committee is expected to get up to speed in one meeting. And I don't think that's a reasonable expectation with the scope and depth of this legislation. The second part of the amendment is $15,000 for the purchase of a portable sound system. Our committee meetings in the interim, at least in education, are large enough that without a portable sound system, it makes it very difficult for us to be able to communicate to the group. There can be up to 100 people at these meetings, and the folks in the back of the room can't hear the debate sometimes, and so it's difficult. I think it's a good purchase for this institution in general. It can be used by all the standing committees. So I would ask for your favorable eye on the amendment.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, I rise in favor of that, of the portable sound system, and I've served on, I think the committee I served on that had the greatest need for that was Ag, because Ag tends to meet in places where there is not a built-in sound system, and TRW's had some of the same problems, and the portable sound system that we took with us was inadequate. I think as a matter of our duty to the public, we need to have a sound system in place in these committee meetings so that people in the audience can hear as well as the committee members, and I feel very strongly that we need to have a portable system available to our committee so that we can conduct the public business in a manner in which the public can understand what we're doing.
Chairman McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I don't want to echo everything that's been said, but everything that's been said so far is right on the button. These committees, some of these committees' hearings are very large. They have a lot of people. The sound system especially is something that's needed so that the people can hear. We were constantly having to ask people, can you hear what's being said? Because either the committee or the people that are testifying before the committee have their back to the most of the audience. So that's why this sound system is so important. Also, the good chairman brought up a great point, and this is one of the problems we have with task forces and various other things. Only standing committees can bring bills to the floor unless the legislation specifically says that the special committee can do that. So they run through our standing committees. And the standing committees need to be able to have the opportunity to at least get caught up on what's happening at these task forces, and so I think it's a great fix that needed to be done on and for the amendment.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in favor of the amendment, as one who has a hearing problem, I've gone to the meetings and tried to even hear the legislators who had microphones. It's really not a satisfactory way for us to have public meetings, and so I would urge your support of the proposed amendment.
Chairman Childers.
Well, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I do support the amendment. I think we need to teach people how to use the microphones also. If you hold the microphone up to your nose, it doesn't do any good. If you hold it down to your chest, it doesn't do any good. But there's a proper way to do it, and as one that's hearing impaired, especially when somebody else is yakking, I'm trying to hear what's going on. Anyway, there's more to it than just improving the sound system. They need to be taught what to do. On and for the amendment.
We are on third reading amendment number 1. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The amendment passes. Senate file 2, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo excused. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel excused, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux, Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused.
Senate File 2, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 2 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Whip.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 59.
Senate File 59 is by the Appropriation Committee, an act relating to public employee retirement plans being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I move third reading amendment number 1. And what this amendment does, I tried not to change anything substantively, but if you look back in your bill from yesterday, we had the discussion about findings, and I think it's important that those findings are there, and I think the good representative from Gillette, she explained yesterday why that was needed. The two that got me concerned, however, was at the end of the bill, and they were findings 13 and 14. And in particular, if you go and look at those on page 11, and what they say is, until a retirement plan has achieved an actuarial funded ratio of 105, the legislature finds that there will be no opportunity to increase benefits, including but not limited to cost of living increases, and the legislature should not revisit future increases. And then 14, when determining whether to increase benefits, including changes to multipliers and cost of living increases, the full cost of the increases should be considered and funded. At a minimum, the analysis should include a decision matrix in which the first step is determining whether the contribution rate is currently sufficient. And then it goes down, if not, there should be no increase. If so, further analysis should include, and then it lists those. And then the one that really got me concerned, so that was 13 and 14, the standing committee amendment that we adopted added a 15. And what 15 says, and again, this is all in the findings, 15 said, provided the requirements of paragraphs 13 and 14 of this subsection are met, so you go back and look at the two that I just read, and if those are met, the Wyoming Retirement Board may recommend to the governor and legislature the approval of a cost of living adjustment for any plan administered by the board. The concern I had was, instead of a finding, especially 15, that's sounding more like a directive, more like something that carries the weight of law. And to remind you of the conversation yesterday, a finding carries no weight of law. It's just statements being made. Nobody actually has to follow it. You can just ignore it. But especially number 15 was sounding as if, at least, that the committee was wanting that to be followed. And so what I did was I pulled 13, 14, and 15 out of findings, and I put them in as law. And what I did, if you look on the amendment, I create this new statute, 3-9-3-453, and essentially it, A, Romanet I, the first one is the same as 13, and then Romanet 2 is the same as 14, and then Romanet 15 is became Romanet 3. And the one thing I did have to add, according to LSO, was this. If you look on the second page of the amendment, it says, nothing in this section shall affect the authority of the board to grant a cost of living adjustment as authorized by, and then there's a statute number. That statute number corresponds to Fireman's A, because there's an argument that Fireman's A has a unique exception. Anyway, so what I did was, I tried not to change it substantively other than that subsection B. And what I did, I pulled those three out of findings and made them actual law, so that what the law becomes is, the primary part, is look at Romanet 3 on the second page of the amendment. Provided the requirements of paragraphs 1 and 2 of this subsection are met, the Wyoming Retirement Board may recommend to the governor and legislature the approval of a cost of living adjustment for any plan administered by the board. So that's what I did, and I stand for any questions.
Anyone else for your first time? For your second time? We are voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 59. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
The amendment is adopted. Senate File 59, having been read three separate times. Oh, there's another one. I apologize. We are on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 59. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Whip, Majority Whip. I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 59. And what this amendment does, it keeps the language that of the amendment that we just passed, but it changes where it's in there, 105 to 100. Because I feel 100 is a number that 100 is 100. If you understand what I'm getting at, you know, if you get greater than 100, I don't know what you do with that when you're talking percentages. So I just feel that this plan needs to be in there. And I'm sure that it'll get worked over in conference, but I just feel strongly that 100 is a number that should be there. With these amendments that we've done on this floor, we've made this bill a lot better. But I truly believe that 100 is something that we need to have. With that, I'll stand for questions.
Anyone else for your first time? First time, second time? Representative Nicholas, first time.
I rise in opposition to the amendment. The actuaries, that when they presented their testimony before the committee, testified that in order to protect the funds in situations where you have an ebb and flow of the equity funds, you need at least 120% for those low times over the average 10-year period. So we've already reduced it down to 105, so we're actually below what the actuarial folks told us what we need to be. So now we're just dropping again. And what will happen, the more we lower this, the more we're going to be at risk of having to pay out of general dollars into the fund. So I would move that you do not support this amendment.
Anyone else for your first time? Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I mean, Mr. Majority Whip. In the language of the bill, as it currently is, it says that the COLA cannot be given unless giving the COLA the actuarial soundness of the plan, it does not take it below 100%. That's why I feel 100% is a good number. So the argument that was just made, we've got language in the bill now that offsets that argument, that it can't be taken down below, so it cannot go on down. And with that, I ask for your support of the amendment.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 59. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
All those in favor, please stand. All those opposed, please stand. The amendment is defeated. Senate File 59, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo, excused. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly. Connolly, would you please confirm your vote for me?
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel, excused. Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles, excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov. Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Eklund, no to aye. Hunt, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 23 no, 4 excused.
Senate File 59, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 59 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 71.
Senate File 71, introduced by Senator Christensen, an act relating to aquatic invasive species, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Senate File 71, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo, excused. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel, excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles, excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson. Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 12 no, 4 excused.
Senate File 71, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 71 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 107.
Senate File 107, introduced by the Appropriation Committee, an act relating to administration and government regarding public works contracts, being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Vronish.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I'd like to introduce Senate Amendment Number Third Amendment Number One, and I would encourage your support. What this amendment does is deletes the previous Stubson Amendment. And I got a call, I've gotten quite a few calls from my cities in my area, and also from the great big organization that represents all the cities and towns. And they want the $250,000 bonding threshold put back in. Now, the opposition to this is, you know, it's quite honestly, it's an insurance company that likes to make money on bonding. It's not going to reduce any of the protections that cities and towns currently enjoy. What it is some small contractor, some local small contractor, might have a job like a landscaping job at the entrance of a city. and you can burn up $150,000 on that real quickly. And he's a local contractor, and they had no local contractors to do that job, so they had to give it to someone out of town. Now, they always keep 10% in retainage anyway, so there's also protection. But I'd like to read to you something from this bill that's in there, and I'd like to point that out, okay? That the threshold for requiring bonding is $250,000, okay? Or less, or any other form of financial guarantee satisfactory to the city, town, or joint powers board. The bond or other form of the financial guarantee will meet the requirements of Wyoming Statute 16-6112. So the protection is still there, and it enables some small contractors to be able to do the work. And I spent 16 years on a city council, and there's a lot of times that we had problems, you know, getting local people to qualify. And they talk in there, the other side will talk about a contractor needs an established relationship with a surety. He needs an established relationship with government to begin with. I was on the airport, and we had a lot of airport contracts. And when you look at the qualifications, they list all the jobs that they've done. Now, not all of them have been bonded, but there is a history, and that's how they get. That history needs to be developed in order to be able to be bonded and to get surety. So they need the experience. It's not going to keep them from being able to bond in the future. And I would encourage your support of this amendment. Cities and towns want it. Thank you.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro tem on and against the amendment. Well, I've heard that some cities and towns wanted at 250, but beyond that, I haven't really heard why or what the reason is. And, you know, since we put this amendment on in Committee of the Whole and moved it back down to $100,000, I've actually had a chance to talk to a number of different people, and I'm more convinced than ever that we did the right thing. And one of the reasons is it actually works exactly the opposite of what sort of has been portrayed, because if you have a small contractor that wants to do public works project, actually, if you have the bond level lower at $100,000, you don't really have to have experience. They look at your credit rating, but you can come in and get bonded for those, and then that gets you ready to get bonded at the higher rates, maybe 250, maybe 500, maybe a million. But if you just move it up and put it to 250,000, all of a sudden you make that sort of those gateway projects, those early projects where smaller guys can go in and get bonding. You eliminate that opportunity. So now all of a sudden they don't have the experience, they don't have the bonding background that they need to have when you bond at those higher amounts. And so it really, this isn't a thing that offers more opportunity for contractors. If you have a lower bonding authority, that actually serves as a gateway for the smaller contractors. And I've heard from the contractor folks, I've heard from a number of people around the state that say, let's leave it at $100,000. If there's really a compelling reason to move it up, we're going to be looking at these issues over the next year or so, and we can certainly have the opportunity to do that. But I would encourage you to defeat the amendment and leave it as we have it currently in the bill.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem. Yesterday we made a comment about the impact of the bonding limit. If you increase the amount that you don't have to have the bonding limit, you also increase, number one, the risk. Number two, you encourage the subcontractors to also suggest that they don't need to be bonded. And in many cases, the mechanical bid or the mechanical estimate or the electrical constitutes almost half of the job. If there isn't a bond that is there, it isn't just the managing contractor or the general contractor, but rather it has an impact on the other suppliers as well. Secondly, having served on the city council as well as being a bondsman for 25 years, the interesting part is that it's not what you know, but it's what you don't know. And if there isn't somebody that is looking at the total capacity of the contractor, you can enlarge and increase the risk that that contractor may have. I can tell you, in 20 plus years of bonding,
I never had a contractor go broke. Not once. And the reason was because we looked at the total capacity that that contractor had. Maybe having the ability to do a job that was there if it was isolated, but there are other obligations that that contractor may have that he has already contracted for, that he's already put into place, and now you're going to come in above before that contract? Unlikely. There's got to be somebody that's going to take a look at that total contract capacity and make a, help make a decision as to whether that's something you want to bid bond for, or more particularly, are you really willing to have a performance bond and have that job completed. We're not here to increase the risk for the local public works. We're here, matter of fact, to protect the general public and help them out by having such a requirement using public funds. With that, I'm on and against the amendment.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the amendment. There's a lot of voices out there that say that they speak for a group, and you can get different messages from the same people that have the same sort of titles. I think we convinced ourselves when we passed the earlier amendment that what we're trying to do is to get entrepreneurial, smaller organizations, smaller companies to get into business and then grow. And I think where we have the current bill without this proposed amendment is better than what would be the case if we were to pass this amendment. So I urge your no vote.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A first time to reserve a second time.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Illaway.
And I'll reserve a second time.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman McComey?
I reserve for a second time.
Representative Roscoe.
Second time, please, Mr. Speaker. Thanks.
Anyone else for their first time? Okay, now we're on to second times. All you, we seem to have some reservations. Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was trying to finish a conversation. That's why I did that. You know, we're worried about striking the language and putting it back to 100, but the way I read this bill, the way it's worded, it says it says we're just raising the threshold, but it says or less. The language in the current law is 100 or less. We're raising it to 250 or less. And I think that's the protection that whoever, whether it's a municipality or a school district or whoever else, is looking for on certain types of bids, especially if it's a mechanical bid or some of these types of things. And So they're the ones that are at risk with taxpayers' dollars if we're talking about this type of thing. So that's where I'm looking at this bill, and that's why I support this amendment. All we've done is raise the threshold that whoever is the owner of the project is requesting. They could request. We haven't limited it to $100,000. We're just raising it to where it would be $250,000 or less. Read, it's right there in the bill, and take a good look at it, folks.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. For my second time, I am against the amendment. Couple things. I haven't heard the pros from the people that are pushing this to go to 250, but I've heard a lot of from a lot of people that want it to stay at 100,000. So that's why I'm really against it. If those people really wanted it to go up, they might have contacted me also, but they didn't. Let me read you just a portion of a letter from a small business person that says, contractors are taking on increasingly high risk.
oftentimes bidding jobs below cost, hoping to break even or make a slim profit through billing change orders. Without the filter and safety net of a bond requirement, the owner and subcontractors on the project are extremely vulnerable. As a subcontractor, my overall success depends on the success of the entire construction team. When one fails, it creates significant problems for everyone. And another, sureties are interested primarily in credit ratings, personal and company, of the applicant. In addition, each of these sureties anticipate graduating the client into the more standard underwriting for larger surety problems. And another that says, increasing the bond threshold puts taxpayers at greater risk. State and local jurisdictions will need to screen and qualify more contractors. And exempting small contractors from bonding requirements inhibits their growth and financial stability. To grow in the arena of public construction, a contractor needs an established relationship with the surety. And the last, the proposed increase to the bond threshold is inconsistent with the national trend on public construction projects. Senate File 107 will make the state's bond threshold higher than all but a few states in the nation. Even the federal government protects itself with a bond threshold of $150,000. We were all handed out a publication from the Surety and Fidelity Association of America, which showed state bond thresholds. Most of the states are in that less than $100,000 or $100,000. We would be one of the very highest if we went to 250. So on and against the amendment.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On and against the amendment. I believe that we should encourage the small business owners to contract with the cities and municipalities in these public works. And the feedback that I'm getting is this is confusing, and frankly, it will scare them away. It will keep them from the bidding process because they don't understand quite what we're doing. And even though there's avenues for them to work with the cities and municipalities, we need to make this so they understand it. So on and against the amendment to keep it where it is.
Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Ronish.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tem. It's always nice to have a last word, even though there's been a lot of discouraging words prior to this. So, this 250 raising the threshold doesn't mean that they can't bond. If they want to bond a job as $10,000, they can do that. It just gives them the latitude to make that decision. Sometimes the city councils, they get their hands tied by regulations, and the cities and towns in this state are asking for permission to have some latitude to make decisions for their citizens and for their money. They still have to provide financial guarantees, whether it's a form of letter of credit or, you know, some bond that they put up or what. But when you put in a bonding requirement, you have increased the price of that job. And you have excluded some local contractor someplace. I can tell you that. And I'm always trying to look out for the little guy and for the cities and towns. And I would appreciate your support on this amendment. Thank you.
We're on third reading amendment number 1. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no.
No.
The amendment fails. Division having been called, all those in favor, please stand. The amendment fails. Chairman Corbett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I
I move third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 107 and ask for your favorable consideration. My good colleagues, this amendment is something that I know you've heard me discuss before in the past, but what it does is on page 17, on subsection D on page 17, it would merely allow the effective date to remain at June 30th of 2012, meaning that we would, as of June 30th, 2012, the governor would no longer, excuse me, the executive branch, it does say governor, the governor would no longer have the authority to change any part of that entire section, which would be Session Laws 1001. He would no longer have the authority to change it by executive order. You've heard me talk about this. I think there's a very major distinction in keeping the branches of government separate, and I questioned this when we did this bill originally a couple of years ago. Why would we want the governor to have that authority? What does it mean to promote effective competitive bidding? Why would we even want to go there? Clearly, we're continuing to see changes in this part of session law. We're staying on top of it, and I just see no need to continue to allow him to have the authority. So on and in favor of the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, also in favor of the amendment. Just to sort of remind the history of this particular provision, if you see in Section E right below that, remember that when we adopted this provision last year, it was for a one-year period, and it was really viewed as sort of an experiment to see if we were doing it right. And this qualifying language, this sort of easy out by the governor, was put in there specifically because we were sort of going off in uncharted territories, and we wanted to make sure that if unintended consequences came up, the governor had the authority to deal with that. We are beyond that step now. We have now been through this for a year. We're extending this out over a two-year period, and so that easy out, that requirement, that ability to allow the governor to come in and just rewrite statute as he sees fit, I think goes out the door when we decide that this is working, that this is a good enough idea to put into statute for multiple years. And so I think the amendment's a really good one and a thoughtful one, and I'd ask for your aye vote on it.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second? We are on third reading amendment number 2. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The amendment passes. Senate File 107, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, should the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Arbuto excused. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Hannity.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly. Connolly?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Davison?
Aye.
Edmonds?
Aye.
Eklund?
Aye.
Esquivel excused. Freeman?
No.
Gay?
Aye.
Gingery?
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer?
Aye.
Green?
Aye.
Harshman?
Aye.
Harvey?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Illaway?
Aye.
Yagi?
Aye.
Kasparic?
Aye.
Croker?
Aye.
Crone?
Aye.
Lockhart?
Aye.
Laux?
Aye.
Lubnow? Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Henderson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Connolly, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Freeman, no to aye. Miller, aye to no. Bird, no to aye. Kraft, no to aye. Edmonds, aye to no. Blake, no to I. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 ayes, 7 no, 4 excused.
Senate File 107, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 107 has passed the House. We are now at that order of business of adoption of conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1. To Senate File 40, Representative Nicholas.
I would move for the adoption of Joint Committee Number 1, Senate File 40, and move for your concurrence. What we did in this was, because both houses had agreed to the fees or wages for the district court and the Supreme Court, and the only difference was between the what the circuit court, which was $128,000 that came out of this house, and $110,000 that came out of the Senate, we compromised it and moved that to $119,000. So I would move for your aye vote.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to Senate File 40. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto, excused. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft, Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel excused, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno, Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Peasley, conflict, Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Dronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 9 no, 4 excused, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to Senate File 40. Just to remind everyone, because some people haven't been getting them on their desk, you should be getting these sheets that show you when bill signings are. If you're not getting them, could you let the chief clerk know and she'll make sure that you get a copy. We're going to stand at ease for a few minutes. Well, we'll go with Chairman Lockhart for here for a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As is a tradition for the last 11 years, and this will make it 12, at the end of the session, I introduce my wife, who spends more time down here than most. And what she does is she comes down and knits. And the story there is, if you stick to your knitting, you get something done. So to my right, your left, I'd like to ask my wife to stand up and show you what she's done while we were fiddling around down here. She's got something good.
Representative Kasper.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
It's been brought to my attention that I've been remiss in my duties this year. My husband, who I met when he was a toddler with a full head of curly brown hair, who I dated at 16 and married at 22. For 39 years, Nick's been taking care of me. He doesn't blink too much whenever I make votes that he questions. And he's always been there at my back. So, my husband, Nick.
Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Well, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, my wife accompanies me here. She doesn't come up here and sit here too often because she gets mad at you. If you don't support her, me, then she gets mad at you. So she stays home and knits, and she's knit. We were expecting a baby of the granddaughter that's in London, and so she has knitted a big baby blanket for her, and it's really beautiful. And that's what she does, too, well, because she's gone, in addition to chasing three cats and trying to keep them out of things in the room. So,
okay, we're going to go ahead and stand at ease for a few minutes while we maybe get some stuff from the Senate. So don't wander off too far, and we'll be back in order when the sound of the gavel.
Brothers and sisters, if you have your green sheets for the Secretary of State completed, I'm taking a load down right now.
Messages from the Senate.
Message 252, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. Message 253, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 34, the Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 27, excuse 3. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message 254, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 34. Senate conferees are Senator Scott, Chairman, Senator Nutting, Senator Dockstetter, signed Donnie Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 255, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 57, Education Accountability. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills above by the vote indicated. Aye 0, noes 27, excuse 3. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Senate message 256, Mr. Speaker. The bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 31, obsolete laws, ayes 27, excuse 3. Signed, Donnie Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 257, Mr. Speaker. Senate House Bill 46, handicap parking space size and marking. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, excuse 3. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 258, Mr. Speaker. The bill that below passes Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 77, Charter Schools, Average Daily Membership. Ayes 27, excuse 3. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 259. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 89, Workplace Safety, Employer Assistance. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 1, excuse 3. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 260, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 113, Critical Access Endowment Challenge Program. Ayes 27, excuse 3, signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 261, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 57. The Senate conferees are Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Rothfuss. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 262. Mr. Speaker, the House bill listed above passed in third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. House Bill 108, Professional Teaching Standards Board Teacher Certification. Aye 17, noes 10, excuse 3. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 263. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Joint Resolution 1, Resolution in Support of ANWR Energy Development. Ayes 23, noes 4, excuse 3. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 264, Mr. Speaker. The bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Joint Resolution 3, Resolution Parents' Rights. Ayes 21, noes 6, excuse 3. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 265. Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolution 7. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 19, noes 8, excuse 3. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message 266. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Joint Resolution 8, National Day of the Cowboy. Ayes 23, noes 4, excuse 3. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Conference committee members for Senate File 57, Educational Accountability, Peters, Chair, Stubson, Harshman. Conference Committee for Senate File 34, Medicaid Option Study, Harvey, Chair, Gingrey, Miller. And then we're going to adjourn here, recess for lunch here in a moment, and then we'll come back and we have some concurrences to do. Any messages, any announcements? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Your conference committee on Senate File 57 will meet in the Senate Education Room at 1:30, and House Republicans, we will have our final caucus immediately upon noon recess.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, let me see if I can get this as clear as can be this time. The meeting's going to be in the House Judiciary Committee Room H8. We're going to first meet on adjournment or at noon on Senate File 27 public meetings. The three of us on that committee are Brown, Greer, and Varnish. As soon as we finish that, we're going to go back and reconvene on public record Senate File 25. The three on that are Brown, Stewart, and Reeder.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Just as a reminder, the minority party will caucus in room 1699 of the Hirschler Building.
Representative Green.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And as I've been lectured, this is the West and South Galleries today. Also from Linford Elementary School is Mr. Herbolt's fifth grade class. If they could stand up, we'd give them a warm welcome. Now, they did ask about people throwing paper airplanes. I didn't know who it was to ask, so if anybody would like to speak to them.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you've just heard, the Senate, the body down at the end of the hall, passed the National Day of the Cowboy, and a couple of people asked me why I'm dressed like this. I'm probably the least likely cowboy in this whole crowd, but I was really happy to see that happen, and now we've got it at least on its way to the governor for signature.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. We will be in recess till 2 p.m.